Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, and currently, and for the last 135 years, I think, a chief economist at the NFIB. Only somebody who's been around 125 years can actually say that to you, Bill. Welcome back to the show.
Exactly. Hey, it's good to be here 125 years.
So. I know. No, I'm trying. You know, that's kind of a compliment, folks. He has created single-handedly the gold standard for evaluating the condition of small business in America, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, 42 years now he's been producing it. It's everybody's metric. Whenever I see anything else out there with regard to how small businesses are doing, I measure it against Bill's work. Bill, thanks again for being here. For the first time in how many months, and maybe I should say years, we have a little bit of a glimmer of good news, don't we?
We do, especially the shape of the December number. November and December were both nice increases in the index after years of crawling forward. We got a nice jump in November. The problem with the November number for me was the fact that only two of the index components caused the huge gain that we got in the index, and that was expectations for business conditions in 6 months and expectations for real sales. So it was really nice to see those pop up, but there were no gain in the real stuff. This time in December, we had a slightly better gain even than we had in November, but half of the gain came in hiring plans, inventory investment plans, capital spending plans, increases in job openings, and that's the kind of stuff that we really like to see because that translates into jobs and GDP.
No kidding. That's people writing checks, isn't it?
Exactly. So that was really a much better number. The December number was really very good.
What did the overall index number? What was the overall index number?
100.4. That was up 2.3 points from November's number.
We actually got back to the average.
We did. 100 is the pre Great Recession average. The total average, if you throw in the 5 or 6 years, lousy years, of our experience with the Great Recession, then the average is a little shade over 98.
Right.
So, we beat that in November, but of course that's a lot of bad years you fold in to get you bring the average down a lot when you put in 5 or 6 bad years.
So, but finally, December, I mean, this is a cause for celebration, Bill.
Well, it is.
How many months, over how many years, did small business optimism languish at 93, 94, 95% or points?
Yeah, well, basically, ever since 2008. That's when it started. And there's a sad note to this wonderful increase that we saw, and that is, typically, when the index gets to the average, it gets to the average from the top. For example, in 1983, the index is up around 107, 108, and then a couple of years later, it slows down and it hits the average. We never jumped higher, so we just crawled up to the average. We never had those wonderful jump years, where the economy really grows strongly, et cetera. We missed all of that. We just clawed our way back to the average, but at least we're there. And it means the small business sector is finally contributing to growth in the economy. And that showed up in the GDP numbers. The second half of the growth last year was good in the economy. And I think basically because the small business half was actually working, hiring, producing stuff, and contributing to our economic growth.
Right, right. Do you see any, You know, I attribute, as you probably know, I attribute a lot of the growth opportunity for small business to their ability to do business with larger companies, big well, companies.
Sure,
you see, well, big companies is, can you tell if any of this new optimism is where larger companies are turning loose of some money? Are you seeing any of that?
Well, you know, I don't have any direct evidence on that, but I do see that, you know, that our manufacturing firms are still having a good time, and, you know, they've held up much better than a lot of the other firms in the small business sector. And I think the reason is that they're tied to larger firms in the supply chains way
right.
down the line, and that's worked well for them. You know, they're happy.
We need big business to start investing in the economy and stop investing just inside their four walls. On Wall Street. We need them investing out on Main Street. I'd like to think maybe that's starting to happen. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.